This, they used to look for their food and drinks, see? Dress up for mummer, you see? And you go to a certain person's house, well, in 9 times out of 10, they had a flask, let's say, put aside for this. And you would go, say, and however many was with the mummer, well, then you'd have one fellow with you, would say, that would play the accordion. And, you know, that was over, we'll say, because if 5 or 6 people went to the house, the first thing they would do is try to identify who they were, right? And after a while, once they get them figured out, they take their piece up, see? Take up their, whatever they had, a pillow, towel, or a face cloth, or a bedspread, or a pillowcase over their head. Then you see, they pass around the flags, okay? That would happen the next day, see?
Well, we had mummery right when we were youngsters. Every night of Christmas, everybody dressed up and called mummery. Every night. The youngsters, right? Yeah, we were youngsters, you know? We go mummery then every night.
And now it's nothing like...
No, you won't even let a mummery
in now. No. You go, you got to show your face if anyone goes around right away. Like, you can't...
No. Well, we enjoyed, that's what we enjoyed for Christmas, was mummery.
And that was every night.
That was every night, the 12 nights of Christmas. We go dress up and go mummery. Up here now. And it used to be people just sing, you know, whoever was there, a woman or a man, they would.
Yeah, sing. They didn't have to have music at.
No, no.
They just sing you something so they get you to dance.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In 1917, say when you go to most of the houses, the people that wasn't mummering, that they were there to say partying. You had that on,
yeah.